This year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine will go to three biologists for discoveries about the genes of life and death in a worm. Sydney Brenner, John Sulston, and Robert Horvitz all studied a nematode that lives in the soil, a worm that has become one of the unsung heroes of biology. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The story of this year's Nobel Prize revolves around a man, Sydney Brenner, and a worm he adopted on behalf of all biology. Brenner grew up in South Africa and immigrated to England as the new science of genetics was taking off. Brenner's contributions were prodigious, but back in the 1960s, he decided that there were no big discoveries left in genetics, so he set out to pioneer something new. Lewis Wolpert from University College in London says his longtime friend and colleague had just the right outlook to break new ground.
He has a particular view about creativity, and that is, if you want to be creative, you shouldn't know too much about the subject. You shouldn't be brought up in the subject because then you're simply trapped by the current ideas. You should know a lot about it, but you should also know lots of subjects outside or in related fields.
Brenner used that philosophy when he set out on his new path to probe how genes affect growth, development, and the brain.
He decided that one needed a new organism in which to study development and genetics and neurobiology. And he went and hunted around, and he chose the nematode.
A lowly soil-dwelling worm named Caenorhabditis elegans, C. elegans. It was all but invisible to the naked eye, and certainly not appreciated for its scientific potential. But that potential has turned out to be astonishing. The worm grows easily in the lab, just feed it some bacteria. It has a predictable pattern of inheritance, and the entire mature organism, from nervous system to digestive tract, is made up of just 959 cells.
You probably could identify 959 kids by name in your high school class.
Leon Avery is at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas.
So about 1,000, that's a number you can get your mind around. It's not a small number, but it's something where you can hope to sort of get to know every single cell.
Indeed, that's what has happened in this field. John Sulston, who shares this year's Nobel Prize, started out in Brenner's lab studying the cells that make up the primitive nervous system of C. elegans. The third laureate, Robert Horvitz, launched his career in Brenner's lab, too. He figured out the genetic program inside cells that tells them when it's time to die. Avery was a junior researcher in Horvitz's lab at MIT, and he, too, has dedicated his life to the study of C. elegans.
I guess to me, the prize is a prize for worms. It's a prize for C. elegans, just because of the choice of names. If I were to say, what's the biological problem, or what's the biological accomplishment that each of these people has done, it would be a different thing for each of the three.
The worm, meanwhile, has taken biology by storm. Avery figures there are thousands of biologists in hundreds of labs who study C. elegans, many of them, like himself, descendants of Sydney Brenner's extended research family. Brenner himself was on an airplane when the award was announced today. Sulston was in Cambridge, where he heads one of the world's big labs for deciphering DNA, and Horvitz was in France for a wedding. But he did call in on a cell phone to talk briefly with reporters in Massachusetts.
I cannot imagine a happier circumstance. These two men are both men for whom I have very, very high regard. They are both heroes to me in many ways. Each of them could have received a Nobel Prize for something different.
But the worm bound them together once again, this time in the glory of the Nobel Prize. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.